This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging an Amstel Light. It's a Category 1A Light American Lager. Now, you'll say, Gordon, but Amstel Light isn't from America. Yeah, the style is meant as an international class. It's not just American beers that fit in here, but beers that are really designed to be mass marketed, broadly accepted beers. So, Amstel Light is from Amsterdam, and they actually have one of the more entertaining commercials that I've seen, where the guys say, "We're from Amsterdam. We didn't know light beer was supposed to suck." So, I've never actually had it before, so let's see if it does or not. Okay, taking a look at it, it's got a very light yellow color, brilliant clarity. It's got a moderate white head, very pure white in color. It's settling moderately slow. And that's pretty much what you hope for in a beer here. So I'll give that a 3 out of 3. When I first poured the beer, I got just a hint of skunk. It's just that import character. But it went away fast. So I'm not going to consider the beer skunked. Sometimes sulfur in a beer vents and gives an off aroma like that. I get a grainy malt, hint of sweetness. It's fairly light. A little bit of hops. Just a touch of esters. And I'm getting some sulfur, likely from the yeast they use. The whole aroma is fairly subtle. It's pretty much what I'd expect. Maybe I'd expect it to be a little touch sweeter. And maybe without quite so much sulfur. So I'm going to give that a 10 out of 12. There's really major faults there. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try it now. Oh, it's very dry, crisp, and has a grainy malt flavor to it. It's really lacking in sort of malty sweetness, or sometimes you get a corny malt or a corny sweetness too. This has almost just sort of a touch of biscuity flavor to it, like you'd get from just a very little bit of biscuit or victory malt. But it's mostly grainy, just with a little bit of character. But I think it's a little unusual in that it's doesn't really have any sweetness or much malt impression other than that graininess, which does tend to enhance the dryness of the finish. It's medium low to low in bitterness. Because it's so dry, the bitterness can step up. It's at or just slightly above threshold, although I wonder if some of that graininess is adding to the impression of bitterness because it's so dry. There's no sweetness or malt at all to sort of hide behind. The palate's very dry, almost imperceptible hop flavor, very low. But it is a clean lager. Everything is very restrained in this. The balance is probably about even between the grainy malt flavor and the little bit of bitterness that is there. The graininess is a little unusual, and normally I get a little bit more sweetness in these beers, so I'll give that a 17 out of 20. Very small knocks. It's within style, though. For the mouthfeel, got a very high carbonation. It fills your mouth with bubbles, and it leaves with a bite. It does have light body, but it doesn't strike you as watery. It has enough of a presence that you feel the weight of the beer in your mouth. It is a low alcohol beer. Don't get any impression of alcohol at all. That hint of graininess, you know, almost suggests a touch of astringency, but I don't know. With that carbonic bite that I'm getting from the carbonation, that's probably what it is more. I'll give that a 4 out of 5. Overall, it's at the upper end of a couple of style attributes. It's a little bit grainier than most, and the bitterness is probably about as high as you'd want to go. But you know, it's hitting a corner of the style, but it's hitting the style. It's super dry, but very clean. Less sweet than some of the American versions come off. You know, it might even seem like sort of a, you know, baby brother of a Heineken or something. It's very, it's got sort of a European beer feel to it and less of an American feel, because it has a little bit more flavor to it. But, you know, the style was stretched in the 2004 guidelines to include some beers that have flavor, so, you know, I sort of find this interesting. It does have a nice lager character to it. A little bit of sulfur, you know, some of the little bit of graininess, slight knocks. You know, I wonder if this isn't, you know, a little bit old. You know, sometimes if things become a touch oxidized, some of the flavors mute, and sometimes the apparent bitterness goes up a little bit. Yeah, I think this might not be as fresh as it could be, so I'll knock it down just a touch on that. I'll give it like an 8 overall. So I'm looking at about a 42. This hits the outer end of a couple of the style dimensions, but other ones it's sort of dead center. I mean, it's you know, the body and the carbonation and the alcohol level are just where it should be. The graininess is a little touch high, but you know, these styles are broad enough to allow some flexibility in how the brewers interpret them. So I wouldn't consider that a style defect. So that's Amstel Light, Category 1A Light American Lager.